Do you want to be healthy and prevent chronic diseases? Did you know that chronic diseases typically start decades before you even notice those problems that your doctor might find, like high blood pressure, high blood sugar? So this episode today is going to be all about the importance of preventing chronic disease and realizing that this problem starts decades before we see those symptoms come up. And I want you guys to be empowered to start taking steps forward, because a lot of these chronic diseases can be prevented by having a healthy lifestyle. And if you guys are looking to really get healthy on the inside, this is what my newest course, Healthy Inside and Out, is all about. It's not about just losing weight. You may need to do that, and that comes with it. But when we can stand in a place where we know how to eat that makes our body healthy on the inside and prevents these chronic diseases from happening, that's where we get true health. When we learn how to tune into our body, when we learn how to lower inflammation in our body, because inflammation is a big cause of most of these chronic diseases. When you can learn how to eat in a way that balances your blood sugar, but also still allows you to have a good relationship with food. And all of these can help lead to that healthy weight loss, not just another diet, but a way that you can eat and continue to eat and feel good about. So I encourage you to check the link out down below to take part of this course. And if you sign up by March 11th, you get to take advantage of some fun bonuses. So make sure you guys check the link in the description and see if it's a fit for you. Hi friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 show. I'm Michelle, mama four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. So as I have talked to different people and we're on the phone and we're talking about what their struggles are, what their goals are, some people will say, yeah, my blood sugars have been good, but they're showing these other signs towards insulin resistance. And so I tell them, like, do you know that before you get diabetes, that takes decades and decades of different things happening in your body. But doctors aren't testing for this. Doctors test for our blood glucose level, and they might test the A1C, which is like over a 3-month period, what your average blood glucose is. But what happens before any of this starts to go wrong is that you start to develop insulin resistance. Doctors just don't test for it. There are blood tests that they can do. They're just hard to get. With insulin resistance, what happens is your blood sugar goes up after you eat something, especially something that is sugar or carbs that quickly turn to sugar. And your pancreas pushes out insulin to help bring that blood sugar down. And eventually what happens over time of this happening is it has to push more and more insulin out, and your body starts to become resistant to that insulin. And then eventually what happens is you then get diabetes. But this takes decades and decades to happen. So I like to tell people, whether you have insulin resistance or not, let's eat in a way that helps to regulate our blood sugar and is taking care of our body, whether we have diabetes or pre-diabetic or anything at all, because we want to prevent these things before they happen. And these are by lifestyle things that we have a choice, that we can do something about. And even so, type 1 diabetes is more of an autoimmune thing. It's not from diet, and that's typically you see it more in kids and people 30 and under. Type 2 diabetes is this more happens from our lifestyle. It's where the pancreas gets worn out of pushing insulin and we become insulin resistant. And this type 2 diabetes is now happening in young children and teens. So it was almost, it used to be called adult onset diabetes, but now we're even seeing this in kids and teens. And on the CDC website, I pulled up something real quick and it says 1/3 of American youth are overweight, a problem closely related to the increase in kids with type 2 diabetes, some as young as 10 years old. You guys, and a lot of this is lifestyle, and kids are doing what their families are doing. So I want to put you in an empowering position to take care of your health. Let's prevent these chronic diseases that are killing a lot of people in America before they ever happen, before it becomes a problem. And I pulled up this article from the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. And pre-diabetes, so before we're actually getting the diabetes diagnosis, more than 84 million people ages 18 and older have pre-diabetes in the United States. That's about one out of every three adults. So guys, maybe you're in that range. Maybe you've been diabetic, or maybe you're not there yet. So I want you to know that especially with lifestyle, we do have a lot in our control. And it's interesting in this article on here, one of the questions is what causes insulin resistance in pre-diabetes? And it says researchers don't fully understand what causes insulin resistance and pre-diabetes, but they think excess weight and a lack of physical activity are major factors. I'm sure there is more research to be done, but you guys, we know a lot. We know by the way we're eating, if we're eating foods high in sugar, high in the glycemic index, if we're eating a lot of fast-acting carbs and we're not getting enough protein or fiber, this spikes our blood sugar. And the same thing, the reason physical activity is here is when you eat something and you move, your body is using that blood glucose. So our bodies are meant to move. So this also becomes important in preventing diabetes too, is making sure that we're getting enough physical activity, making sure that we're having that muscle mass that is keeping our metabolism strong. And there obviously can be other factors like genetics and different things like that that can play a part. But a lot of this is things that we can do. So let's do our best to have a healthy lifestyle to prevent diseases like diabetes. And we can do this by just those simple things of switching to more whole foods, eating in a way that balances our blood sugar, making sure that we're having a lifestyle that allows us the time to move our bodies, to do strength training. And it's a lot of the same things that I say on these other episodes. So even though I'm saying this in the context of almost diabetes here, this also goes for brain health, gut health, heart disease. It goes back to a lot of these same ideas. We need to move our body. We need to do strength training. We need to eat more whole foods. We need to make sure that we're not eating sugar, that we're having a blood stable sugar diet. Things like that even impact our brain health. And I also found this research article on the NIH, and it said, insulin resistance is thought to precede the development of type 2 diabetes by 10 to 15 years. And I even wonder if that's probably a little bit longer than that. And lifestyle modification should be the primary focus when treating insulin resistance. And this is just missing in our healthcare. You know, our doctors don't talk to us about this. They're not looking for it. They are not based on prevention. They are based on a pill for an ill. Once you get sick, let me give you something. So this is the part where you guys have to be empowered and take your health into your own hands. And whether you get insulin resistant tested or not, it really doesn't matter, because regardless, we should be eating in a way that is healthy and balancing our blood sugars and doing this in a way that we feel good about, where we can have a good relationship with our food and something that we can sustain. And this is something I found on the Mayo Clinic site, because like I knew this stuff, but I just wanted to make sure I had the actual evidence. So coronary artery disease often again develops over decades. So symptoms go unnoticed until we see that problem of a heart attack happening. So, and it says following a heart healthy lifestyle can help prevent coronary artery disease. Again, so heart disease is developing over decades. It's not something that just happens. So if it's developing over decades, we can prevent it over decades. We can prevent it before it becomes a problem. And we can't control everything. There's genetics at play, but lifestyle factors is a bigger driver than genetics. Lifestyle factors are huge. And that is something we should feel good about, because that means there are these changes that we can make that's with our control. We're not just lost to our genetics. For example, I did a genetic test a while ago and I have some different genes for obesity. And I am not obese, but I really take care of my health. I'm making sure I move my body, I exercise, I eat as well as I can. I believe health is a journey. So I'm eating better now than what I did 10 years ago. But I've always tried to just sort of do my best and live my healthiest that I can at that time with the knowledge that I have. So I don't want you to live in fear, because stress also plays a big role in chronic disease and our health too. As we don't want to be stressed at this. We don't want to live in fear. But I want you to feel empowered. I don't want you to leave your health totally up to your doctor. Definitely use your doctor, take your medication, follow them, but also know that you're in the driver's seat of your health. What can you do in your lifestyle to improve your health? What are some changes you could make in your eating, in your movement, maybe the way you're handling stress? Do you need more time journaling? You are in the driver's seat. You can be empowered to take care of your health. You don't have to wait till you get a disease or a diagnosis to do that. You can start taking control of your health today, one step at a time. We don't have to make it complicated. We don't have to do all the things at once. We can just do that next thing. So I want you to think, what can you do? So what is one thing you can do to take better care of your body so that you are healthier on the inside, so that you're in a place of preventing chronic diseases from happening or reversing some of the effects if you're already seeing something? So I'll share some ideas, but I want you guys to pick just one thing, or maybe you're already doing something and it's not something I say, just stick with that. So maybe it's something like starting your day with more protein, so we're not starting with a high carb breakfast and getting on that blood sugar roller coaster. Maybe it is walking. Maybe you need to walk every day. Maybe that is in the morning, at night, after meals. Maybe you need to start doing some strength training and working on building that muscle mass. Maybe you need to cut out pop or soda or juice. Maybe you know that you need to cut down on the sweets. And how can you do that? If you're having sugar cravings, what do you need to do to start to tackle those sugar cravings and really not just stuff them under the rug, but maybe deal with those emotional aspects that are going on that lead to your sugar cravings? So take that next step forward, friends. And I encourage you that if you need some extra support, reach out. I set up free calls where we can go over your goals, your struggles, and really see what that next missing piece is. One of my clients that I recently started working with, she said she's in a good place because now after working with me, she feels like she's headed in the right direction. Her body is feeling better. Her stomach is feeling better. And it's really helpful to have someone to talk things out with so that she's no longer feeling stuck, that she has a clear plan and she has the support she needs. All right, friends. So the link will be in the description. I will also add some links to other episodes related to this in the description. All right, friends, keep on walking and have a great day.